Okay, now we gotta be fair. Wait a minute, hold up. I just thought about something. Didn't we? Oh yeah, we are. We're where we need to be. Even though we started out with a con, we don't really need to end with a pro simply because I doubled up on my pros. I gave two pros in a row and then went to a con. Yeah, so we're exactly where we need to be. Yeah, exactly where we need to be. All right, so I'll stop there and take us to the next subject that I really want us to think through together. Those of you just joining me, I want to apologize again for having come down with a cold and hoarseness, which are making it difficult for me to talk the way I normally would. And sometimes a cough or a sneeze wants to come out. And so I pull down that microphone so I won't sneeze or cough in your ears. And for that reason, I'm keeping the music flowing so that if I have to have that momentary break, you won't hear silence. I did that initially. Thought, man, that's not cool. In fact, I think a couple of times. Cough sneaked up on me and didn't have time to recruit, recover, anything like that. Not good. All right. I want us to ask the question, how are we doing? I'm talking about the entire United States, all of the citizens of the great America the Beautiful. All of us. But especially we the people. How are we doing? Yes, time for examination, time for assessments. Time for us to take a look at our attitudes, the positions that we take based on our attitudes, and how the positions that we take impact our lives. And I'm looking specifically at wages. Now stay with me for a minute here. We know that very often the country is relying on our political leaders to help us with regards to our finances by taking the steps that will help produce good jobs. It is definitely a responsibility and a role of business leaders to help with the provision of good jobs, jobs that pay well, jobs that help people feel productive, etc. But our political leaders also have a role in that, and we know that. That's why we have so many people from every end of the political spectrum and all that spectrum in the middle who have something to say about what they do or don't want America's political leaders to do when it comes to providing jobs, helping bring about jobs. Of course, we have our senators, we have our representatives, we have our president, all of whom can help with this issue, helping us with jobs. Now, one of the things about it, though, is this. We need to ask ourselves, how well have our political leaders been doing when it comes to doing what politicians can do to help with the provision of jobs, and especially good-paying jobs that will last a while, that can help not only bolster the finances of individuals and families, but will also boost our nation's economy. How have they done? Now, here's another question. How have we done, we the people, of every ethnicity, both genders, every age group who is of voting age, how have we done when it comes to conveying to our political leaders the steps that we want them to take when it comes to jobs? in America. I know that we have a lot of people now who are very, very, very angry about their financial situation. You know, we've been hearing this for some time. We have millions and millions and millions of people all across America who are struggling financially. They're just not doing as well as they'd like to be doing. And they're upset. They're struggling to keep their heads above water, and they are very, very upset. They're angry. They're angry at some politicians, but one of the questions I want us to ask as we look at this whole issue is, how prevalent has displaced anger been when it comes to we the people? How well have we done at looking very honestly at who has really tried to provide good jobs, who has prevented the provision of good jobs being brought about, and how have we reacted to the decisions made by our politicians? How have we helped to impact their decision making? All right, let's go back to something that someone whom a lot of people greatly appreciate, some people whom a lot of people hate, and see what proposals this gentleman made when it comes to helping to provide jobs. Let's see what our leaders have done, and let's see what role we may have been playing in our own misery. All right, I'm taking us to the American Jobs Act proposed by President Obama. Not a proposal made 1 year ago, but this is a proposal that was made approximately 7 years ago. Some of this going back as far back as his first year in the White House. He proposed cutting the payroll tax cut in half for 98% of businesses. Cutting the payroll tax in half for 98% of businesses. The president's plan would cut in half the taxes paid by businesses on their first $5 million in payroll, targeting the benefit to the 98% of firms that have payroll below this threshold. Now, please remember now, he was really, really pushing what I'm sharing with you now. He was really pushing these items and pushing them hard over and over and over, explaining to us the benefits. And of course, one of the big questions for us to ask is, how were we responding when he was making these proposals? He proposed a complete payroll tax holiday for added workers or for increased wages. A complete payroll tax holiday for added workers or increased wages. His plan would completely eliminate payroll taxes for firms that increase their payroll by adding new workers or increasing the wages of their current worker. The benefit is capped at the first $50 million in payroll increases. Now, these are all proposals that President Obama made long before his second term in the White House. Stay with me now. He also proposed extending 100% expensing into 2012. Now, what would be the benefit of expensing expenses into 2012? And this is the thing about it. And if we'll be honest, and that's what I'm asking you to do again. I'm asking you to be honest. Don't, you know, move through this with your emotions. Let's move through this with our minds and with our American hats. I'm going to ask you again to take off your party hats, regardless of what party you're affiliated with. I'm asking you to take off your party hat, put on your American hat, and think through this together. All of us, let's think through this together using integrity, thinking about the fact that our president really did propose all of this. And he pushed it hard, explaining over and over and over what the benefits would be. By extending 100% expensing into 2012, it would continue an effective incentive for new investment. Reforms and regulatory reductions that would help entrepreneurs and businesses access capital. He was taking steps, he was proposing steps that were going to help big business, mid-sized business, and small business. Now, what about the workers? Because I know some of you probably saying, okay, that's good for business. And yes, he did propose all that. I remember now that you've mentioned it. You're right, he did propose all of that. But what about those of us who are saying, I need a job? First of all, remember, by cutting the payroll tax for 98% of businesses, by instituting that complete payroll tax holiday for added workers or increased wages, he was giving business leaders direct incentives to hire. But he didn't stop there. Let me remind you of this. Putting workers back on the job while rebuilding and modernizing America. He pushed that over and over and over again. There was the Returning Heroes hiring tax credit for veterans. He was looking out for our soldiers. This would provide tax credits from $5,600 to $9,600 to encourage the hiring of unemployed veterans. A Returning Heroes hiring tax credit. He also prevented up to 280,000 teacher layoffs while keeping cops and firefighters on the job. He proposed modernizing at least 35,000 public schools across the country, supporting new science labs, internet-ready classrooms, and renovations at schools across the country in rural and urban areas. He was proposing this because it is a proven fact that having nice facilities helps to boost learning. Immediate investments to infrastructure and a bipartisan national infrastructure bank were proposed by our president, where we would modernize our roads, we would modernize rail and develop a new railway system, we would modernize our airports and modernize our waterways while putting hundreds of thousands of workers back on the job. Who remembers how many of our political leaders and how millions upon millions of our constituents, we the people, were responding as President Obama was making these proposals? So many of our politicians and so many constituents who were saying, we don't want you all to do anything that President Obama is pushing. We're opposed to it all. And they were just as strongly opposed to taking these steps to getting America to work, putting more money into our bank accounts, putting more money into our economy, just as strongly opposed to those measures as they were opposed to providing health care for all citizens of the nation.